got Tom Catton coming in because guess what?
Well, we're going to be drinking a health shake. Is that it?
So what is Catton going to do? Make health shakes? That's exactly what he's going to do. And here's Tom now.
Hey, Mr. Catton.
Well, hello, everyone.
Tom, how are you? Go ahead and have a seat.
Thank you for bringing me in here.
Now, what you been doing, Tom, since we last talked to you?
Well, you know, I have Tom Catton's health wagon, and I've been traveling around the area, the Los Angeles area and other, you know, places, Southern California, San Diego, and I stop at businesses.
And you make the different health shakes?
And we make different health shakes. And, you know, we try to give people a little information on how to get a little bit of energy. And I know, Phil, you told me earlier in the week you weren't feeling good, right?
I got out of bed. I took a nap in the afternoon.
Well, you got out of bed when?
I got out of bed at the normal time, bud.
Bud, let's let Phil tell a story, okay?
All right.
I got out of bed at the normal time, bud, but then I, you know, went about my day. By the afternoon, I felt like just terrible. I don't know what it was.
Now, let me ask you, do you drink?
Oh, yeah, he drinks. Oh, wait a second. Yes, I have a couple of pops on the weekend.
All right, well, that's sugar that's going into the system. And sugar, of course, it's very difficult. Pardon me, it's very difficult. It's very difficult.
Jesus Christ.
What is that about?
Well, there's nothing about it. You're just belching.
It sounds like you're having a difficult time there. Are you having a digestive problem?
No, I'm not having a digestive problem. This is fun, Phil. I come on your program, and I got people busting my nuts.
You can't say that. Tom, do you want to start this all over again?
Why do I want to start it all over again?
I was not busting your nuts. If you must use that,
Yes, I must use it, because I came in here in a good mood, and I've got this one over here belching.
You know, wait a second. You were the one that belched.
Yes, I belched.
You belched.
Well,
let's grow up and start this all over again, okay? Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi? What is that? He said hi. Okay, all right. I'm good, Phil.
Yeah, and so tell me all about Tom Catton's health wagon. What's wrong?
Well, you swallowed in the middle of that.
Come on, man. What are you trying to do? You know?
What am I trying to do? What?
Let's not go down the road that the rest of the staff goes down, Tom, when they nitpick everything and they point out every mistake. Did he belch? No. He swallowed? Yes. And he said it this way. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I've had a tough week.
I know you've had a tough week. So let's talk about what's going good, which is the Tom Catton health wagon.
What do you mean you know I had a tough week?
Well, look, we filled Phil in. Didn't you have a...
I didn't make it public.
What happened?
Well, I don't really want to make it public.
You don't want to make what public?
Tom had a run-in. Apparently, Tom had a run-in with an individual. It's a personal matter, right?
It's very much a personal matter. Oh, man.
I gotta somehow screen the guests on this show. I've gotta do something.
Well, they're all very emotional.
Yeah. Mr. Catton, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Now what's the problem?
Every guy that I get on the show lately is getting extremely emotional to the point where he almost breaks down. He's got to walk around the studio or walk it off or something. I didn't say anything, sir, to hurt you.
You can call me Tom, Phil. It doesn't have to. We don't have to have our relationship disintegrate to the point of where I'm sir.
All right. I'm saying it, you know, for whoever brought this up, and I forget who.
Wasn't me.
Well, I think it was you, bud.
Look, the news is out, Tom. We might as well talk about it.
No, I came in here to make a Tom Catton health shake. Not to talk about...
Well, Tom, it was in one of the smaller papers.
One of the smaller papers, right?
Yeah, I think Margaret picked it up for her column.
I had a run-in with Tim Griffin, who's the husband...
of a woman that you'd been seeing.
Yes. Yes.
And this took place while...
It took place while I was demonstrating the Tom Catton health wagon shake. And, you know, I was putting together some shakes.
Oh, man... Yeah, you put together some shakes. This guy Griffin came up and tried to... He swung on you.
He swung on me. He didn't connect. Did you hear that he connected?
Yes, I did. I did hear that.
Well, that is a dirty, stinking lie.
All right. I don't think we're serving any purpose by who won the fight.
All right, but just so the record is clear.
The record is clear. He didn't connect. What are we doing, for God's sake?
You're supposed to be here, supposed to do the Tom Catton health wagon. You guys are talking about him bagging some guy's wife. Well, I had just the other day.
All right, will you shut up, bud, please?
Thank you, Phil.
I made a terrible mistake, and I'm...
You made a terrible mistake?
I made a terrible mistake. I'm apologizing for it. I came on your program today to do a Health Wagon shake to talk about the different flavors we've got.
Well, right now, your health shake.
Talk about different flavors. Do any of them taste better than your underwear? Because that sounds to me... All right, Phil, thank you very much.
Now, come on, Tom, sit down.
Tom, sit down. General Shaw, that is beyond the pale.
Listen, General Shaw, please, Tom, sit down.
I don't know why I should.
General Shaw, please don't say that, because we've been booked...
What are you saying?
We booked this a long time ago.
Please, Tom, I beg of thee.
You beg of thee?
Yes, I do. All right, we just had our... We had our video cast interrupted, so now I've got to deal with that. All right, Tom, we won't talk anymore.
It looks like, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be two video casts, part one and part two.
Yeah, there's going to be two video casts, part one and part two. Tom, my brother, so, you know, you had a run-in with someone's husband.
Yeah, it happens. Oh, sure, I bet it happens.
Now let's talk about the health shake, okay? Now, I had a smoothie the other day.
All right, let's not talk about smoothies now, because Tom Kenton's Health Wagon... competes with a smoothie. And Phil, what I'd like to make for you and your crew today is the Tom Catton Health Shake. And we put in some fruits. We put in some vegetables here. And
What vegetables are you putting in?
Just a tomato. Juicing vegetables are very, very good. Here's a carrot and a tomato.
And I see you're also adding some strawberries.
Yes, there are a great many fruits and vegetables that go together very well in a shake.
Well, you'll have to prove that to me.
I'm very happy to do that. And we put this in here.
And that's a couple of bananas, huh?
That's bananas. Now, bananas are high in calories, Phil, but this is an energy shake. Now, and then we use the whey powder. I know you use that, Phil, right?
Yeah, the whey protein powder was recommended to me by a doctor.
All right, well, let's not pretend like Phil's Mr. Healther, you know.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm not saying that he is, but Phil does have some healthy instincts.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Phil, we want to make sure that people aren't running off and going, wee! Phil Henry, health nut.
And now what we do is go ahead and pop the button, and I'll make the first shake for you, Phil, since you're going to do the honors. That's blending up there. Now, how much powder did you put in there?
Well, I put in one scoop. See, there's a little bit of it there on the edge.
And the Tom Catton Health Shake is on its way.
Let's pour it into this glass. Looks very good, Tom. And you put a little peanut butter in there, huh?
Just a little bit, just to give it a nice peanutty flavor, because we love the taste of peanuts. Why are you shaking your head?
I'm shaking my head. Yeah, why are you shaking your head?
I know why you're shaking your head. Your mind takes vacations in a sewer, doesn't it?
What does that mean?
I said your mind takes a vacation in the sewer.
It's all right. It's okay. Here, Phil.
Boy, that's great.
Uh-huh.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. It was very good. Now, wait just a minute. Was it good or wasn't it?
It was good.
It was... Now, I love how you... It was good. Was it not the best shake you've ever had?
Yes, it was.
You're lying, Henry. Phil, tell the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
No, you're not. I know you're trying to save my feelings here, Phil, but I've already had my feelings wiping the floor of a bathroom. The bathroom of your show.
Thank you very much.
Tom.
No, it's all right.
Well, how was it?
Wait a minute. Hey, Tom.
It's okay, Phil. Thank you.
Why don't you go get him?
No, if he's walking out.
Come on, Tom. I was only kidding.
Fuck you.
Hey, man. The microphone's open. Tom Catton's just walked out of our studio, folks. He made a shake.
All right. How was it?
Yeah, but I ought to tell the truth, Mr. Henry.
It was a little bit, You know what? I liked it. I'm not about to play this game.
Well, I mean, come on, Mr. Henry.
I liked it. I'm not about to play this game. It was good. Thank you, Tom. It was very, very good. Tom Catton's Health Wagon will be at the Pincer Mall, and that's in La Juvia, and that'll be tomorrow. And then they're moving on to Pasadena to the Gladiola Mall. And all of these malls, which, by the way, don't have any people anywhere near them because everybody's staying at home and ordering online.
Yay.
So all the brick and mortar.
Yeah, I hear the brick and mortar malls are going out of business.
That's, you heard right. So,
Well, the story was that Tom Catton had a relationship with a girl by the name of Sue Griffin. And she was a fan of yours, and then she went out to see Tom Catton and a health wagon.
And then they got involved that way.
Yeah, they got involved that. Tom, you know, asked for her phone number. And, you know, Tom's, I don't know.
Well, what is he, some kind of a celebrity?
I mean, in his own way, yeah.
And so then they went out, and this guy Tom, who's her husband, apparently he made a big mistake that, I mean, Tom Catton did, made a big mistake of seeing her at her house.
He was with her at her own home with the husband coming home.
Oh, for God, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. When he got home, he could hear it down the hall, and he thought his wife was being assaulted.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. That's the only thing that got the guy.
That's the only thing that got the guy what?
That got him to kick down the door, and he thought she was being assaulted, but...
But she wasn't.
No.
So what, she was screaming her guts? Wow.
Well.
Tom Catton, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, I was screaming. It sounded like it was assaulted.
No, I didn't know he had it in him, but hey.
So, all right, so the guy kicks down the door and realizes his wife isn't being assaulted. There's a guy riding her for all she's worth.
Do you mind?
Well, I'm trying to get to it.
Yeah, and then he saw it, and he just, you know, then he grabbed this, in a corner of the room was a standing lamp, and he grabbed it and went after him.
What? So even though the guy, well, yeah, I guess I would be.
Well, I mean, when he came into the room, he said all he saw was the Catton's butt going, you know, up in the air.
Where did you hear all of this, bud?
Yeah, I think he's making up half of this.
Where'd you hear it, bud?
I heard it from people who talked to the police.
Bullshit.
No, I swear to God.
When he came into the room, Tom Catton's butt was up in the air.
Yes. Yes.
All right, man, who told you that?
I'm not about to divulge a source.
Get out of here, man.
Well, okay, you don't have to blame me.
This guy, Mr. Is his name Tom, too?
Yeah, Tom Griffin and Tom Catton. You know, he's all in such a situation. Meet Tom Catton, Mr. Tom Griffin, you know.
Yeah, that's real good.
And he came into the room, and Catton's ass is up in the air.
Yeah, his ass is in the air, and he's riding her for all she's worth. Was that the direct quote?
Yes. And so that's when Griffin, this husband, grabs and the thing of it is Catton's like in his 50s, and this guy Griffin, he's in his 30s, and his wife in her 20s.
Say that again.
I said,
you know, slow the hell down, bud.
I said, Tom Catton's in his 50s, the husband was in his 30s, and a woman that Tom Catton was tagging was in her 20s.
Can we use something a little bit more respectful than tag?
Okay, fucking.
Hey, man.
Did it on purpose.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, that, now that you've done that, Jesus. That's right, man, because we didn't want you using the word tag. Do you think we're going to be happy with the word, with the F-U-C?
I get that.
Would you sit down, Dickman? Quit holding your nose like it's bleeding.
It feels like it is.
It isn't.
So what? Then what else, bud?
Well, I mean...
Sounds like he's nose deep in it.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know full well.
Well, all right. So, bud, what you heard was that this Catton guy, I mean, our friend Tom Catton, was assaulted by the husband.
Yeah. And then the police arrived. And now Catton being sued for alienation of the affection.
What about any assault charges?
No, there have been no assault charges.
There have been no what?
There have been no assault charges.
Don't do it, bud.
I'm sorry. There's been no assault charges.
Man, you didn't even have to hold your nose?
No. Mr. Henry already said I barely got touched.
Well, then knock it off, will you, when we're trying to ask you questions. So Tom Catton and this young lady. Now, did you have this in your column?
I had in my column everything that Bud's talking about here, except for... this idea that the ass was up in the air or whatever.
I didn't say ass, I said the butt.
All right, the butt was up in the air. No one told me about that. No one said that Mr. Griffin entered the bedroom and saw Catton's ass in the air.
Well, one can well imagine.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, who would ever guess that Catton was some lowlife?
Me. All right.
Jesus.
World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com here on this, what do we got going on here, man? Wednesday? All right. Orrin Hatch is the United States Senator from Utah. We have him on our show next on The Phil Henry Show.
Are you going to be kidding me?
Let's find out and see if I am kidding. Mother Erdogan's Mouthwash. Mother Erdogan's Mouthwash. Mother Erdogan's Mouthwash. Mother Erdogan's Mouthwash. Yes, bring love back into your life. Bring friends back into your life. Bring human contact back into your life with Mother Erdogan's Mouthwash. Yes, wash your mouth out for the first time in your life. Get a nice fresh rinse on your mouth so that when you breathe on someone, they don't want to gag and lean over a railing and go ahead and throw themselves off the top of a building. Mother Erdogan's Mouthwash. Using 5 secret ingredients. Well, not really secret. Spearmint, mint, you know the drill. Mother Erdogan's Mouthwash can make you smell for the first time in your life like a human being and not an ape in a cage. Mother Erdogan's Mouthwash. It comes in 5 distinct flavors. Mint, cherry mint,
Full Mint, U.S. Mint.
Mother Erdogan.
Get Mother Erdogan mouthwash at Postman's department stores and at Flyboy Pharmacies. Yeah! Are you looking to complete your education? Well, you can at the Little Bo Peep Institute in downtown Los Angeles and other major districts. You can complete your education. Become a typeset, type print center. But what is that again?
Type print center.
Type, do that. You can deliver newspapers. Try and be a waitress. Be a makeup artist. A lot of things you can do. There are many things you can do. We've got a lot of jobs that need to be. How about picking vegetables? The Mexicans, all right. Little Bo Peep Institute, get your education. Show people what you can do. Have a life. Have a big, big, big life beyond what you've got right now at the Little Bo Peep Institute. Complete your education and fill out your future. The sky's the limit at Little Bo Peep. All right.
Welcome back to world famous Phil Henry Show here at philhenryshow.com. Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, all the fine, fine people that make up our show here with us. And we're going to be talking in this segment with Senator Orrin Hatch, which is a
very exciting get. Good job, bud.
Thank you.
Senator Orrin Hatch has made some comments recently that some people have thought controversial. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, who's very, very ill with brain cancer, and he has said that he would not like to see Donald Trump at his funeral. I think that, were they talking about the funeral?
Well, I hope they were, because you just said they were.
Well, why would he talk about that? John McCain's not even passed on yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the information I got from Bud.
Yeah, that's what it was. They don't want to see him at the funeral.
He doesn't want to see Donald Trump at the funeral.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so Orrin Hatch, Senator Hatch, is on line two here on our Newsmaker line, and he has said that he's, he filed that wrong thing.
All right, Senator Hatch, how are you, sir? Good to have you on the program.
Well, hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Senator Hatch. How are you?
Wonderful. And let me say, Phil, I haven't had the opportunity to be on your program, but this is an exciting moment for me, only because I rarely do radio interviews, or the podcast that they have.
Yeah, it's called a podcast there, Senator.
A podcast. But it gives me an opportunity to reach out to a constituency I don't think I talk all that often to, and those are... maybe the younger, more technically savvy groups.
All right, let's get right to it here, Senator Hatch. Did you say that this was a ridiculous thing, that Senator McCain would keep the president from his funeral?
I certainly did. I still do. I don't see any point in it, and I hope that that's being communicated to Senator McCain.
Now, why do you think that a man who should be able to control who comes to his funeral and who doesn't, why do you think he doesn't have the right to say that?
Well, I don't think I said he didn't have the right, but I am saying that I think it's a ridiculous notion that you wouldn't invite the president of the United States. Look, Donald Trump is a good man. He is a man.
You think he's a good man, huh?
Well, sure he is. Sure he is. At least I want you to believe that I believe that he is. I personally don't think that he is.
All right, you don't think he is?
No, I don't think he is. But for the purposes of public consumption, I'm going to say that he's a good man and that Senator McCain should invite him to his funeral. Now, you made a point earlier, it's a good point, that Senator McCain, your funeral is the most significant event of your life beyond birth, and certainly you should be able to pick and choose who's going to be at your funeral if you can. But I'm not sensitive to that because I'm nowhere near dying. I'm alive, and I hope to stay alive for another 80 years or however old I am. So I don't have any real sensitivity to funerals and who gets invited.
Well, no, nobody wants to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, why would you say that?
I said, again, Bud, for public consumption, I want people to feel, especially President Trump, that I am in his corner, that I support him 100%. Okay.
Just like you did with the national park or the state park thing.
Right. No one even remembers what that was, but I certainly remember, and I did back him up on that.
All right, Senator Orrin Hatch with us on President Trump not being invited to John McCain's funeral. That's what we think it is about. We could be wrong.
Well, the quote was that he didn't want Trump there. I don't know whether it's about a funeral or whether it's his cremation.
Well, let's not make more of a joke than it already is, if you don't mind, Senator Hatch. I'm Margaret Gray. How are you?
I'm fine, Margaret. I've heard you on the radio before.
And let's discuss, shall we, Senator Hatch, when you admit to the fact that you want President Trump to notice that you support him, do you really?
Yes, of course I do, because I don't have any personal beliefs one way or the other when it comes to the kind of, the underhanded stuff that the president does. All I know is he's a Republican, and I need to be in his corner. That's what I've done my whole career. It's one of the reasons why I'm a venerated elder statesman of the Senate, and it's also one of the reasons why I'm one of the duller creeps. I have to admit.
Well, you know, if the shoe fits.
Well, I've got to admit it, I'm one of the duller creeps that have been in the Senate because I don't really, I don't stand out, I don't push my weight around, I don't do anything all that controversial, and I argue with liberals because that's good play.
You had an argument with Sherrod Brown, I think about insurance or something.
Oh, he started in with a working man, working class, and I don't like to get into those discussions because I don't understand what any of it really means. I do understand the rancher. I understand the big ranch. That's what I understand. And so I represent the rancher. And I represent him to the best of my ability.
All right, now you just represent big business.
No, these are homes. These are people who own homes. But it's the only business that I'm familiar with. And the smaller businesses, people needing insurance, the struggling businessman, the small man or the small woman who's starting out in business, I don't understand any of that, and the less I talk about it, the better, because it starts to remind me of myself. If truth be told,
Why is that?
Well, because I've never succeeded doing anything other than sitting here on my ass and being a senator. Now, Donald Trump is a guy who notices, and I got that before any of these other guys did. So when I say something about Donald Trump, it's going to be positive, and I want him to remember that and remember that I said it.
Well, you're going to be leaving the Senate soon, aren't you?
No. I mean, some people might have said that.
Let me ask something. What do you think about Mitt Romney coming out of retirement?
I don't. I don't think about it at all. It's not very interesting. It's, again, we get into that area that we call Dullesville. It just, no one cares. Mitt Romney doesn't excite anyone's imagination. He doesn't even excite my imagination. And I've been sitting here for 40 years waiting for something to come along and be interesting. And it almost happened with the election of Donald Trump until I realized how easy he was to play.
All right, now, what do you mean by that?
What do I mean by what?
What do you mean by it? Him being easy to play? Do you think he's an idiot?
Oh, no, I don't think he's an idiot. He's just very easy. I know what he does. He manipulates people. He plays people. I do the same thing. So when I have an opportunity to back him up and say, why don't you invite the president? He's a good man. Okay, and I know you took exception to that, Phil.
Yeah, I did take exception to that, only from the standpoint of this man has done so much in his personal life of a controversial nature. How do you know he's a good man?
Well, I don't know he's a good man, but I said he's a good man. That's all you need to say. Who's going to ask me what I mean by that? It's day three after I said that, no one's asked me anything. So I'm playing my cards right. I'm very excited over the fact that I haven't made a misstep here, that everything's right down, and I've sent everything right down the middle, high and tight, and there have been three swings, three misses, strike one, strike two, strike three, one out, bottom of the first.
So the game's just beginning.
The game's just beginning, Phil, and I will just as happy as you and anybody else when it ends, because it can't be all that thrilling. But I do believe that Donald Trump's a guy you got to keep on your good side.
And let me ask you this. Trump, if it turns out he's a real scumbag, and there you were saying he's a good man, and the public turns around and looks at you and says, what made your judgment so bad? How are you going to feel then?
The public has had how many years? The public's had how many years to figure out that I'm not the brightest bulb in the tree? I'm Orrin Hatch. The name alone gives you an idea as to just how I came into this world. Okay?
That's pretty good.
Thank you. So for me, I believe that I've been able to play this. What was your question?
Never mind.
All right, Senator Hatch, we'll let you go. And
Didn't this used to be called As You Like to Hear Them?
Yeah, but we just decided to bring you on for this interview. So Donald Trump is a moron.
I never said that. I said you have to say the right things.
All right, so you're lying.
I'm lying about what?
That he's a good man.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm lying. Of course I'm lying. But you didn't ask me whether I was lying or not.
You know, the press, and here's the thing that you're right about. The press hasn't really asked you about what you meant by he's a good man. Have they even asked you why it is you think that he ought to be at McCain's funeral?
No, not that I remember. They might have, but I don't remember anybody. The press goes in one ear and out the other as you're walking to your car, or you're going to another meeting, or you're off to meet somebody, and they're blah, 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 blah. Ask, Senator Hatch, yeah, yeah. I don't remember any of the stuff I say. Half the things I say are blatant, bold-faced lies. The other half of the things I never mind.
Orrin Hatch, Senator from Utah, our special guest here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm not really Orrin Hatch.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Well, that was, I don't know, that was like all the other as you like to hear them. Nothing surprising there.
Well, not at all.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by this one here, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One.
We're getting ready to load in some more hours of Miami into the website. Stick around as well for our brand new email blurb that'll be hitting you up and letting you know of a variety of things happening to the Phil Henry website. It'll be the email will be coming from a different character, a different personality, a different person on our show. We got a whole lot of other things toward the end of the month that we're going to be laying on you. World famous Phil Henry Show.